This is because 19 cartloads will be consumed in the process of transporting one cartload to the front.
In order to kill the enemy, our men must be roused to anger, that there may be advantage from defeating the enemy. They must have their rewards.
Rewards are necessary in order to make the soldiers see the advantage of beating the enemy. Thus, when you capture spoils from enemy, they must be used as rewards, so that all your men may have a keen desire to fight, each on his own account.
Therefore, in chariot fighting, when 10 or more chariots have been taken, those who took the first should be rewarded. Our own flags should be substituted for those of the enemy, and the chariots mingled and used in conjunction with ours. The captured soldiers should be kindly treated and kept. This is for the purpose of using the conquered foe to augment one's own strength. In war, then, let your great object be victory, not lengthy campaigns. Thus it may be known that the leader of armies is the arbiter of the people's fate, the man on whom it depends whether the nation shall be in peace or peril.